So, when the world which we live in is very much in the mode of passion, if we are not passionate, it may be seen as weakness. So what do we do? The mode of passion itself is not bad. It is being controlled by the mode of passion that is bad. Every mode has its need. And when we go to sleep, we go into the mode of ignorance. And that's in a sense necessary for the body to be rested and rejuvenated. But the problem is when we oversleep, when we become lethargic, by that time the mode of ignorance comes in control. If we don't sleep enough, that is going to be a problem. So we do, nature is arranged in such a way that all three modes are a part of nature. It is not that any mode in itself is bad. It is domination by that mode that is bad. So if we live in a passionate world, we do have to be passionate. We can't just be detached from that world. But we don't have to let passion control us. That means if we, in a determined, planned way, have times when we come to the mode of goodness. Say for example, we have sadhana, we have satsang, we have swadhyaya, study scripture, associate with devotees, do our spiritual practices. Then that will bring us, that is meant to bring us to transcendence, but at least it will bring us to goodness. So if we are doing this properly, then when we are in the material world, we will function the way we need to. Yes, if we have to be passionate, we have to be passionate. But we won't let passion take control of our lives. Taking control of our lives means our values and our goals are driven by the modes. If I am passionate, then my value is I just want money at all costs. My goal is I want money at all costs. And in values, I don't care for anything else. If I have to give up this, I have to give up that, I'm ready to get it. So, as long as our values and our goals are determined by our intelligence, which is coming from scripture, and the practical actions that we may do, that may vary according to time, place, circumstance. And even when we are, if we are having an adequate balance of goodness, then even the passionate activities, we can do in a less passionate way. Even if we have to meet deadlines. Some people can prepare for deadlines and just regularly do some work and then they finish in deadlines. Some people, they fool around throughout the period of the project and then they have a marathon after at the end. Well, that might be just unnecessary passion. Of course, some people can't function unless there is a deadline. So, sometimes this passion becomes a, passion is not a conditioning, but passion becomes a necessary condition. Only when there is passion we will work. So we have to find out, we have a particular body and a particular mind, and how can I best work with the body and mind that I have? If I understand that, then we will be able to regulate ourselves. In the churning of the milk ocean, when the mountain is being churned, at that time the devatas are on one side and the asuras on the other side. And the asuras are animated by the mode of passion. And the devatas are there energized by the mode of goodness. It's interesting that both of them are pulling from two opposite sides. And for the churning to happen, the force from both sides has to be equal. So that means that the force from goodness coming from the devatas was equivalent to the force coming from passion from the asuras. That means that even work that requires to be done in a tangible way, through goodness also we can do it. It is not that for being effective, for being productive, we necessarily need passion. So we can in goodness also plan and work effectively. So the way we need to work is something which we have to find according to our time, place, circumstance. And we don't have to stereotype that this is the mode of passion, I will not do it. This is the mode of goodness, this is what I will do. Rather, we have to see what works for our psychophysical nature and what works for our situation.